The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and went to live in Capernaum by the sea, in the region of Zebulun and Naphtali, that what had been said through Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way to the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people who sit in darkness have seen a great light. And on those dwelling in a land overshadowed by death, light has arisen. From that time on, Jesus began to preach and say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." He went around all of Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness among the people. His fame spread to all of Syria, and they brought to him all who were sick with various diseases and racked with pain, those who were possessed, lunatics, and paralytics, and he cured them. And great crowds from Galilee, the Decapolis, Jerusalem, and Judea, and from beyond the Jordan followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Little thought for you for today. If you've heard me preach before, you've heard a lot about Israel's history. And that's because you really have to understand history to understand the message that's here in the Gospels and in the Old Testament. And you've heard about how Israel's been conquered and reconquered, and they were conquered by the Assyrians, and they were conquered by the Babylonians, and they were conquered by the Greeks, and they were conquered by the Romans, and the poor people were scattered to the four winds all throughout their history, all as a consequence of their unfaithfulness to God. Well, you got to remember, none of that was part of God's plan. From the very beginning, our Lord said, "I'm going to be your God, and you're going to be my people." And he wanted his people together. He always wanted them together. His plan was always to restore. So here's the beginning of Jesus' public life today. John the Baptist has been arrested. Jesus withdraws to Galilee. He begins to preach. Where does he go to begin to preach? Matthew tells us he goes to Zebulun and Naphtali. Not without its importance, the fact that he mentioned those names, because Zebulun and Naphtali were the furthest north part of the furthest north region of Israel. They were the very first ones to be invaded and conquered. And so, when Jesus wants to restore the lost sheep of the house of Israel, where does he go? He goes to the very first sheep who were lost. Symbolic, that. But listen to his first word. He says to them, "Repent." Now, he says to us, repent as well. But don't think of that word as an abstraction. Let's think of that word the way the first people who heard it would have thought. The word in Greek is metanoiate, and literally it means change the way you think. You know what Jesus is doing here? He's restoring the lost sheep of the house of Israel. He's bringing back together under God's dominion. Entirely new is God's dominion and his kingship, and he intends to reign over all. You want to understand the word repent in your own life? Try to think of it like that. God wants to bring together all the scattered elements of your life that he might reign over all. If you heard me speak at Christmas time, I told you Jesus is the Prince of Peace. He's the Prince of Peace when he reigns over all the scattered elements of your life. And wouldn't you agree that, you know, if you take a good, honest inventory of your life, that it's all scattered and fragmented. You got your work over here, and you got your relationships over here, and you got your tasks over here, and you got your family over here, and you got your free time and your leisure over here and over here. And if you really want to know what the word repent means, it means a lot more than just be nicer to your in-laws, right? Get to confession. It means let the Lord reign over everything, that you can say from your heart, God is my King, and that everything I do for his glory and for his honor. That's what our Lord wants to have in each one of us. That's his message to us here at the beginning of this week. Now, here's a real special week. You know, the Christmas season is the time to appreciate what the word incarnation means, that God came to live among us. And that's why this week here, after Epiphany and before the baptism of the Lord, it's like a survey of everything that Jesus does. It's a survey of his miracles, of his message, of his preaching, and of his teaching. And at the heart of it all now, this word, repent. And it's going to cost you. It's always going to cost you. Can I tell you my favorite little story of the saint whose feast day we celebrate today? Saint Raymond of Penafort. Saint Raymond of Penafort tried to retire at the age of 60 because he was sick and because he was tired. And so he did retire at the age of 60. But you know what his order did, his Dominican order? They elected him to be their superior in spite of the fact that he was retired. And he said, you know what, I guess God wants me to get up and serve once again. So he got up and served once again. He lived to be 100. He lived to be 100. The poor guy. That's what it might cost you, okay? You don't know how much God's going to ask of you, but we want to have peace. Let the Lord reign over all. Let it begin with the word repent. And let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us to do that. Saint Raymond of Penafort, pray for us.